because he was just twitching when we got to the hospital.
So 6:30, we're going to call the judicial law enforcement meeting to order Wednesday, November 18th, 2015. Roll call, please.
Dan Esposito. Anita Johnson. Anita Johnson. Boyd Frederick. Boyd Frederick. David Arrington. David Arrington. Leah Blau.
Here.
Ronald Johnson.
Here.
John Poole.
Here.
And Sage Holloway.
Here.
Rihanna Ritzai. Rihanna Ritzai.
Thank you. 6:31, citizen comments. Citizen comments. Any citizen, no citizen comments. Citizen comments are closed. Supervisor comments. Any supervisor have any comments at this time? 6:32, chairman comments. Just want to thank everybody for the hard work on the budget. Appreciate it with this committee and so on and so forth. So that moving on, 6:32, can I have an approval of the minutes of October 14th, 2015, please?
So moved.
Second.
First by Supervisor John Poole, second by Supervisor Leah Blau. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those are approved.
Hey, here comes Boyd.
Show that Supervisor Frederick is present, please. 6:32, we have a resolution from the Administration Service Division of the Mercer County Sheriff's Department, Bureau of Emergency Management. 2015 Exercise Grant, Homeland Security, Kenosha County Rail, 2016 Tabletop Exercise.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm here today to request the acceptance of a grant I had submitted for and was accepted for through Wisconsin Emergency Management for an exercise involving a rail incident. The grant's in the amount of $4,227.80. It will involve the hiring of a consultant to conduct, organize, and facilitate a tabletop exercise. We're looking right now towards the midsummer to late summer of 2016. This is just a few of the efforts that have been in my vision now regarding some of the risks that all the states in the Midwest now experience regarding rail traffic, especially crude by rail. So I would ask that this be accepted, and there is no cost to taxpayers. This will be 100% funded by FEMA.
Thank you for talking about it. Any supervisors have any questions?
Supervisor, not a question, but for what's happened in Wisconsin the last month, couldn't be more appropriate.
It almost seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's more and more from Galena. We thought that was close, and then now all of a sudden we were very very lucky with the incident in Jefferson. Even with the new rail cars, they're slowly bringing online. Even with the increased bulkheads to reduce rupturing, they still had a rupture up in Jefferson. Thank God it didn't end up in a huge explosion.
Sure.
And burning. But it's something we just have to deal with. There's no looking around it. We've got four lines, major rail lines running through our county, and all that Bakken crude and crude from the shale oil reserves are all coming through Wisconsin to the refineries down near Chicago and east. Mm-hmm. So there's nowhere else for them to go but through here. And as long as that commodity is there, yeah, the rail's going to transport it. So it's something to be dealt with. This is just one portion. There are two, if I may, there are two more efforts in the work I'm submitting now and working on to involve a commodity flow study for the county to assess just exactly what's coming over the rail, not just crude, but some of the other hazardous materials, and also for a training needs assessment to see how our first responders are up to, let's say, awareness capabilities. There'll be an assessment if the grant is accepted by WEM. I'm crossing my fingers for that. And it will also involve training, too. So we're hoping to get that, too.
Supervisor, you're all done?
Oh, no, I was going to put a motion to approve it. Supervisor Poole's got
one. Yeah, I was at the Kenosha Y today, and I saw a large number of rail cars with the tankers on there going by there. So,
yeah.
That's where I live, so.
So. With that, may I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
First by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Blau. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, that's approved. 6:35, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department reported the third federal inmate T&E revenue. Chief Deputy, how are you, sir?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm a little chair. I wasn't ready for that. I think you should have received in your packet, I believe, Rambo. The federal lending account, up until probably about 8 or 9 days ago, looked pretty good. Looks like we probably would even have a $4,260 surplus if it went well. The last about six, seven days, our inmate count has dropped significantly. This morning, we only had 161 federal inmates. The day before, we had 168. I can't tell you why it's doing that, but it fluctuates. This is the lowest number we've had for quite a while on a daily basis. What's actually doing it? So hopefully, we still have our fingers crossed that by the end of the year, we'll still break even at 199. It's hit or miss. You know, we take what they give us, you know, when they bring them in, but if they're not there, they're just not there. So, so good, bad, or indifferent, the reduction in federal inmates and because of our in-county population is low. We've been able to consolidate some dorms at the detention center and also down here. And that has allowed us to reduce the amount of staff watching them on overtime, and which helps the staff reduce the amount of overtime they have to work. So that there's a good part to it also. It helps relieve the staff load and the overtime costs. But we don't know where this is going to go. I watch it every day to see where it takes off. Any questions of what I try to answer?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I know you guys do the best you can trying to keep the cost down and so on and so forth. So just keeping the committee updated on where we're at and what we're going. I mean, it almost seems like it drops off above this time of year every year, right?
Sometimes. Usually yeah. It's around September.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. When the budget shifts. Normally, you know, this is the lowest I've seen at 161 in a while.
So, I mean, it could be up back to 194 next week.
Be.
You just don't know.
So it could be.
This is the business we're in. I mean, we all understand that.
It's strictly on a daily basis. That's why we watch it, kind of monitor it all the time, see how it comes in.
And I do think the study coming out is going to help everybody, this one that administration's doing. Well, it can't hurt. Do you know what I mean? And I think moving forward in the right direction for the Sheriff's Department is what we all want here. You know, we don't want excessive amounts of overtime. We don't want, you know, I mean, that's just, that's realistic. You know what I mean?
And that's true. And the money, plus the fact that a lot of correctional staff, mostly downtown here now, they've got to pull a lot of 16-hour shifts. And that's tough because it takes them away from their family. And after 3 or 4 days, they get pretty tired. And that's when accidents happen. They get hurt, you know. The problem is we have to put them there because those are fixed post positions. We cannot say, well, you don't have to work that today. Someone's got to be there.
Yep.
So it makes it kind of tough. And I was talking to Supervisor Poole earlier before the committee got in, just to let you know that this last Friday night, we had an attempted suicide in the jail. And he just about did it. We got him to the hospital. Correctional staff really saved his life. Got that pressure off his neck immediately. But he was really intent on doing it. We got him to the Kenosha Hospital, and they pretty much had called the family in. He was on a respirator. We even took the guard off him because the only reactions they were getting was a slight twitching. But over the last 3 or 4 days, he started to come back. So, which is good. And also, real briefly, we've got four of the Silver Lake officers now riding by themselves. In squads, we boosted the patrol shifts up, which we said was going to happen near the middle and end of November. So these deputies are getting out on the road now, riding by themselves. We've already been able to eliminate 24 shifts of overtime in a recent few weeks, because we have these Silver Lake deputies and a couple of newer deputies we hired starting to ride by themselves. We have three more deputy sheriffs that are still in training on the road, and they should be out on their own. At least one should be out on the road probably at the end of this month. The next couple probably in December, and we've also offered employment to another person to fill one of the slots that we've had open. We'll be starting school in January. So.
Well, I think that's moving in the right direction. So,
is there any retirements we have to worry about coming up, or for people on the road?
No, they're pretty young.
That's good.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I just happened to see it in the paper.
Oh, that was the city police?
All the city, and I'm going, now is it going to affect us at all?
We probably have a couple retirements looking at us. Whether they retire or not is another question. They're of age, if they want to go, they've talked about it. We've got probably two people that look at it. We've got three. They are planning for next year, we think. You know, what they say and what they actually do, and it gets to it, there's two different things. But maybe three retirements, maybe, you know. That'd be about the only thing I can tell you.
Any other questions for the Chief Deputy? Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
6:40. Any other business allowed by law? I have none. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
First by Supervisor Blau, seconded by Supervisor Poole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We're adjourned. Can you get to pull your contract?
Yep.
Just pulled up back my
sister. Well, it said bike, and I like.
Lake Gordon.
Yeah, it's by L.
That's, I get to go to Pack Lake Gordon.
Oh, I know. I get to go get my car to lock my keys in.
You need a lift somewhere? Or?
No, Donna's coming.
Okay.
So you got all the signatures you
Well done.
Yep, I think everybody was signed on that.
Okay. And we're not losing the paper.
I didn't see any kind of minutes. I don't know if it might be minutes on the website already. If I notice something, I'll let you know. I know I put my minutes on there, but I can't post the minutes until they're approved. Like our budget meeting, now I can, they were just, it was moved away from tonight, so now they can be posted on the internet.
I kind of wonder because we put extra money for that iPhone system. And so it stayed in there, right? Up into the process of hoping it made it through. I don't think they would have taken that up.
I haven't here, I accept self-presenting.
Great.
That'd be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Move